The first community violence reduction program was established in Haiti in 2006 to target armed groups operating in urban neighborhoods where gang leaders would use fear and extortion to control the people. Edmond Moulay, the Secretary General's chef de cabinet, has been nicknamed the godfather of CVR. He worked as the UN special envoy and head of the UN mission there in 2006 until 2007, before returning in the immediate aftermath of the 2010 earthquake.
In one operation, we went into a neighborhood, and then the gang leaders or their elements were identifying who in the population would be sympathetic, who would be smiling, who would be in agreement with our security operations. After we left, after we would leave from these places, they would round up the family, the grandmother, the grandfather, the mother, the children, everybody lined up on the sidewalk, and they would execute everybody.
The situation was tough, said Mr. Moulay, but the UN mission soon understood that winning the hearts and minds of the people was necessary to securing the country. CVR is people-centered, engages youth, armed group members, and so-called spoilers to transform lives, he added. This approach has gone global and is now being used in 6 UN peacekeeping missions in Mali, the Central African Republic, CAR, Darfur, Côte d'Ivoire, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC. Increasingly, the line between civilian and combatant is blurred, said Hervé Latsou, the head of UN peacekeeping operations, speaking through a translator. The goals of these armed groups are also very different. Some are political, others criminal or religious, he noted.
And over the years that have elapsed, the non-state conflicts in sub-Saharan Africa have led directly to over 60,000 deaths, and then we also have the other less visible effects beyond the loss of human lives, but we have the socioeconomic cost and the destruction caused by these outbreaks of violence, and all of this is all inextricably bound up one with the other.
CVR is one of the few non-military means in the peacekeeping toolbox to address armed groups. These projects have also helped improve security in some of the most marginalized and violence-prone areas in the world. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.